All right, Casey Liss, it is time for Firefly Viewing Club, and today we're going to talk about episode 8, Out of Gas.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do, though, I want to give a quick Firefly scheduling note.
Yes.
So everybody that's playing along at home, on our next episode, which comes out in the first weekend of September, I am not going to be on the show because I'm going to be on vacation. So Stephen Hackett is going to be filling in. You will not be watching Firefly with him. I mean, you can choose to if you want to, but then I will be talking about it with you when you come back, so it seems like a bit of a waste because I want to make sure that I'm on all the Firefly episodes. So you guys are going to be talking about whatever you guys are going to be talking about. But the next time that we will be talking about Firefly will be on the episode that will be coming out on September the 16th. So everybody gets a break. So, 17th. So, everybody gets a break for an episode whilst we do not talk about it. So there you go.
Indeed. All right. So, as per usual, why don't you start me out with what you thought about this episode, which very briefly, I knew, but had forgotten until I started watching. It's intense. But what did you think?
It is intense. It's a really good one. It has some swerves in it, which I like. It has a lot more story development. It has more of, like, how did the crew come together? It is really interesting to me and kind of bittersweet that, like, we're at, like, episode 8, so probably halfway now, and they're still doing the getting to know everyone mm-hmm. thing, but this is half of all they'll ever be.
Yeah, it's 14 is the last one, so we're in the second half now.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, we're in the second half of this thing ending, like, towards the end, and it's like we're still learning about our characters, and that's, you know, it's kind of a shame when you think of it like that.
Yeah, and I think that's the real travesty of Firefly is to my eyes, the real beauty of the show was the character development and the interplay between the characters, and that's not an original thought by any means, but that's what made it so fascinating, and you hit the nail on the head that it's somewhat devastating that we're not really going to see too much more of that because we're already in the second half of the show.
Yeah, so this episode is full of flashbacks and flash forwards and stuff like that. Like, it kind of opens and it's maybe until about halfway through the episode. You don't know why Mal is injured. You don't know why the ship is in trouble. You don't know why he's walking around with this piece of metal, right? Like, we're not aware of that. But, like, they go back in time to the point where, like, there's a disaster, like, something happens, everyone's enjoying themselves and having dinner, and there's this big explosion. Or, like, tons of fire basically just starts coming down the hallways, and, like, Zoe saves Kaylee, which is so obvious for Zoe's character by this point, right? Like, she is the hero, like, she will save people. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what you would expect, that she would put herself in her harm's way for everybody else. And it's actually really good because there's a lot of, like, interesting things that happen with Wash and Zoe and Mal in this episode, right? Like, because Zoe ends up getting hurt and they take her to the infirmary, there's obviously something wrong with the ship and they need to try and get out of there. So Mal needs Wash to do his job, but Wash just wants to be with his wife who might die. And they have, like, a big fight, right? Like, it's really interesting. And then kind of this is throughout the episode, there's this thing that I like that, like, from this point, like, Wash understands that it's for the betterment of the crew, right? Like, there is a point in the episode where even though Zoe is still in a bad way, he's doing things to, like, help everyone. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, he will, like, when he's told to leave, he's like, no, I need to stay and do this before I can. Like, I need to help. Like, there, he ends up being more, like, in the mindset of helping everyone rather than just focusing on obviously the person who's most important to him, but, like, understanding that there are many lives at play, right? And, like, and that's, I think, what Mal is trying to say to him, you know, is, like, mm-hmm. I understand what you're going through, but, like, everyone here is going to die because there's no oxygen on this ship.
Yep. Yeah, it's intense, and it gets intense real quick. I mean, just like you said, you start out with Mal clearly having an injury to his gut and clearly on death's door, and we're not really sure why. So it's intense.
And then, you know, I liked the flashback where Zoe and Mal, Zoe and Wash meet for the first time, and, like, she just doesn't like him.
With that,
but he is weird, right?
Oh yeah,
he is. Mustache, Hawaiian shirts, and he's acting differently. Like, he's acting kind of strange, which is kind of interesting. It's like whenever they finally do get together, she kind of straightens him out, you know, like makes him a bit of a more rounded person, I guess. Now, I've got to say, I mean, I wonder, can you guess what my big shock moment is for this episode? Like this, like, oh, okay. Can you guess what it is?
Kaylee getting hired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We meet Kaylee in an interesting way, right?
We like, surely do.
Which is very different to the way that her character is portrayed. Yeah. We meet Kaylee because she is caught sleeping with the engine, like the mechanic of the ship that was originally hired. And it's like, this is not the person that they have shown us to this point, right? Like, Kaylee is incredibly innocent in this show, or at least is portrayed to be, right? Like, I feel like that's kind of what they're going for with her character. So I really loved this, where it's like, well, just because she is, like, twee and nice and, like, she's very, like, simple and she, you know, like, she has these kinds of characters about her which appear to show innocence doesn't mean that she isn't sexual.
Right.
And it's like, that is like, it's like, what I love about this show is the way that they are playing with the preconceived notions of the characters that they create. And this was another one where I was like, ah, that was unexpected. And I really liked that. I thought that was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And so much of the show, this episode, I should say, it's kind of ups and downs. And I think that's a common theme throughout all the episodes, but particularly this one, where you have all of them joking around and laughing around the table, and then the explosion that happens. And then, you know, you see them hire this mechanic, or they talk about their genius mechanic, and you assume, oh, that's Kaylee. And then it turns out, no, that's some kind of moronic pretty boy that Kaylee ends up sleeping with, and that's how she gets the job, you know.
She just knows this stuff because she's been around, like, the mechanics and her family and stuff like that, yeah. Which I really liked.
Yeah, I also liked, you kind of talked about it earlier, but when Wash and Mal were arguing about what Wash should be doing, and, you know, Mal was saying, oh, you should do this, or, you know, and he was like, I've tried everything. And Mal says, well, did you try, and I forget what it was, something about, like, rewiring the navigation system. Well, why would I do that? And they go back and forth, and then all of a sudden, in the midst of yelling, Wash realizes why that's a good idea, and there's, like, a beat. Well, maybe I should do that then.
Yeah, that's really good. That's a good scene. I like that a lot.
So funny. Oh, man. I also loved, and I'm taking some of your thunder away, but around this time, we find the introduction of Mal and Inara. And
yep.
I loved when Inara, toward the end of that conversation, says, you're going to rent the shuttle to me, and you're going to do it for a quarter less than you said you wanted, or something like that. She says it more eloquently, but something along those lines.
Yeah, that I enjoyed that, right? Like, I was not surprised by their interaction, right? It was kind of the way that I was expecting them to have their interaction, right? If, like, mm-hmm. this kind of dance between the two of them,
sure,
which I enjoyed. I liked that a lot. During like the current timeline, at this point, everyone's been sent off on shuttles, right? Because there isn't enough oxygen. So Mal's just like, I'm going to stay with the ship. Hope that something works out. Like, we sent out this distress signal. You need to go over there and see if you can find anyone, and then hopefully you have enough fuel to get back. That's the kind of thing. But he really, the idea that's kind of not explicitly expressed is that, like, he's going down with his ship, right? And is sending everybody else off. Like, he's sacrificing himself. He's going down with the ship. Even though Inara especially doesn't want him to do that, as you can imagine, because they are in love. They will not admit it to each other. There is an altercation. A ship arrives. It answers their distress call. And then they board with weapons. And then Mal ends up getting shot. And they try to steal the ship. Mal gets a gun and manages to scare everybody off in a scene which is like, really? Like, there's five people here and they've all got guns.
Yeah, Aaron said, like, the same thing to me.
I can kind of understand the idea of, like, if none of you have got your guns drawn and this guy's got your gun drawn, in the idea of self-preservation, you may just be like, I'm just going to leave this because if he shoots me, right, like, it's not worth it. But it's still like there are five of them. Yeah. It kind of was a bit like, I'm not so sure about that. There's also a Jane flashback, which is kind of funny, where they convince Jane is in, like, this gang which is holding up Mal and Zoe, and then they just end up convincing him to join their group because they'll pay him more money. And it's like, that, yeah, that makes sense, right? That's a good Jane flashback. And does he have, like, a handlebar mustache or something?
Something like that, or maybe like a goatee. I don't know.
Yeah, not a good look.
Yeah, nothing was as bad as Wash, but you're still right.
So this episode is kind of tied up quickly, but not in a way that frustrated me so much. It was more just the idea of, like, the way in which he scared them off was a bit like, I don't know if that really would work. But it all tied together quite well that they ended up just getting the piece that they needed, and then Mal passes out, right? Like, he scares them away. He gets the little piece that he needs to put into the ship, which is informed to him from a flashback, which is kind of cool. Like the Kaylee flashback, like he ends up working out how he needs to fix the ship. I like that. And like the two of them working together, and she kind of is like desperate. She doesn't know what to do, like in the real time, which I liked all the way that they were interacting as well. And plus she was just like really shaken up because Zoe saved her and all that sort of stuff. It was good. I really liked Kaylee in this episode, actually. She played some really good parts in it. And she made the meat cake too, which is disgusting, but
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, for Simon's birthday. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So they end up, like, the crew returned. So if I kind of didn't get this exactly, so please correct me if I'm wrong, that one of the shuttles decided to return independently, right? Like, I think the shuttle that Inara was on, they just came back because they were like, we can't leave him out there. They found Mal and then sent a note out to the other one to call them back.
That's
no, actually, Inara was with Jane and they didn't come back, right? It was Zoe and Wash, they came back and told Inara and Jane to come back.
Yeah, I forgot who was with whom, but yes, the general gist of what you're saying is accurate.
And then it was nice, like a kind of drugged up Mal. He was really happy that everyone was there, and he was like, are you guys still going to be here when I wake up? Like, it was nice, right? Like, it showed, like, when his guard is down because he's hurt, he's sleepy, he's drugged, you know, like, to get rid of the pain or whatever of being shot, you find out how he feels about everyone, you know, like that kind of moment where he's like, he loves his crew, like, they're important to him. And it was nice. I liked it. This was a good episode.
So I have a question for you. When this is to go back to when Mal and Inara meet, she says to him during that conversation something along the lines of, "That's the last time you're going to call me whore." And I don't know this for certainty, but does he ever call her whore ever again? He certainly dances around every other euphemism for it, but does he ever actually use the word whore ever again? Because I don't think he does.
I know that people do.
Sure, sure, sure.
I don't know if he does.
Yeah, I want to keep an eye out ear out for that for the rest of the run, because I'm curious if he ever actually uses the word, because I don't think he does. I think he actually honors her wishes in a kind of roundabout Mal kind of way.
I know it's been said in the show, but I can't remember by who.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah. So this one was intense for sure. It was super intense. I don't feel like I breathed very well for the entire episode. However, I thought it was really good. I also thought that the flashback, you know, in the interleaving flashbacks with current time, that's something that's real easy to get real wrong. And I thought they handled it really well. I thought it was well executed, which made me super happy. So yeah, I really enjoyed this episode, despite the fact that it was stressful as anything.
Yeah, it was. But I enjoyed it too.
Go team.